This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. That's the name of the program. You know what's on my mind? Hitting the road a little later on here. Yes. And I did not forget my pillow. Of course not. Can't leave home without it. If you don't have one, get one, and then you'll never be able to leave home without it. Because no pillow at wherever you're staying, some, you know, resort somewhere or claim to have really good, none of them have pillows like my pillow, I'm here to tell you. And now is the time to buy one too, because the two pack of my pillow premiums are only $69.98. Let me do some quick math. $69.98 divided by two. $34.99 a pillow. Let me translate that. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV for the premium pillow. So if you go to MyPillow.com, the only place you'll find it, promo code Scott, you'll get that deal. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. You know, it's the fill, which is patented, that really is Mike Lindell's secret behind the MyPillow magic. It's a patented pillow. And the fill inside allows you to adjust your pillow to exactly what you want. Every other pillow on the planet, you have to adjust to the pillow. So with my pillow, you get the exact support you need. You get to sleep faster, and you stay asleep longer. What's not to love? What's not to love? That's right. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Another hour, we have Senator John Hoeven next hour. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about workforce issues, and this is really kind of a unique one. This one's after my own heart. Kind of a neat deal they do at the Vocational Training Center, where they're training individuals who might otherwise have a challenge or two getting into the workplace, special needs, and they train them, and then specific jobs, and then once they're trained, then they go to work for, you know, a different company's doing that job. So kind of neat. Looking forward to finding out more about that. They are actually a 2019 Chamber Choice Award winner for the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce, not-for-profit of the year. So when we heard about them, we said, hey, that's an interesting story. Let's find out more about them and tell you a little bit about that. So we'll be doing that and more today on the program. Kind of neat. What else have we got for you? I read an article in the Epoch Times, and one paragraph of this story really struck me. Let me read it for you, and then I'll tell you what struck me. Here's the paragraph. In just 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency, the terrorist group ISIS has been nearly eliminated. Black and Hispanic unemployment levels have reached all-time lows. The economy is growing at a rate deemed impossible under the Obama administration. The United States has become the world's largest crude oil producer. And manufacturing is returning to this country, among an array of other successes too numerous to list here. I'm going to give you a bonus. I'll read you the second paragraph. Despite these successes, however, the Trump administration has been under constant attack by a collective of legacy news outlets, hashtag fake news, political actors, and policy-focused front organizations that have created a constant picture of chaos in the United States and in the White House. The narratives used to discredit Trump have been debunked one after another. Look, we talk about this a lot in this program. Everything I just told you, you've probably heard in one form or another. I don't know that I've ever seen it in one paragraph like that, but it struck me for the following reason. I don't know about you, but I kind of like the fact that you've got ISIS darn near eliminated. You got black and Hispanic unemployment at all-time lows. I love that. You know, the Democrats, they want victims. Everybody's a victim, right? Women are a victim if they can't kill their baby up until after it's been born. They're victims. They need the government to save you, right? I mean, the victimhood is just, it's everywhere. Every one of these Democratic rallies, it's, you know, oh, you poor people, you victims, let me save you. I'm just going to go cook up some more government. The successes here are extraordinary. And everyone short of the identity politics, I'm a victim, help me government or I won't survive crowd, ought to be not just tepid supporters. They ought to be walk on broken glass, hot coal supporters for Donald Trump. Why wouldn't you want more of that? I don't understand this, folks. Now, there are Republicans, there are conservatives out there that have a beef with the president. He tweets too much. By the way, I call that transparency. You have a president who hides nothing. He puts it right out there. I think that's an attribute. But some people don't like the crass sort of, I don't know, how would you describe it, Kevin? Trump's tweeting habits. It's aggressive. It's a little New York developer type. It's in your face. It's, you know.
Well, it's a little spontaneous. If he could get a little less spontaneous and put a little more thought.
I don't care.
Yeah, I really Here's don't either. Donald Trump.
I don't care what he does on Twitter. I don't care how he talks. I don't care about anything. You know what I care about? The economy.
The numbers, the results.
I care about, you know, taking out enemies. I care about, you know, sensible regulations so we can unleash American energy as he's done, right? Our manufacturing coming back, jobs, wage rates. That's what I care about. I don't care about Twitter. I don't care. And everybody that does care about Twitter or about, you know, I wish you'd do a little list of then, a little more then, a little to the, you know, all your little nitpicks on them. Fine. I get it. You don't like those. I'm not trying to tell you you're right or wrong. I'm just trying to tell you the time is right now to say, if I want that to continue, I better find a way to make sure this guy stays in office. Because this guy has been under constant attack, ladies and gentlemen, constant attack since before he took office, since he was candidate Trump, a barrage. Imagine if he didn't have to deal with that, what he would have accomplished. He works 18 hours, 20 hours a day, nonstop. So what struck me when I read this, and this is why I'm bringing it up at this very moment on the program, what struck me was, look, We're losing this fight because we're battling on their turf. They get to decide. I want Don McGahn to, oh, Robert Mueller, leave him in place. So we left him in place. He gave a report. We don't like the report. Well, you saw the report. He didn't, no collusion. It doesn't matter. What about obstruction? It's just unbelievable. And I'm saying that if you are truly a Republican, if you are truly a conservative, if you truly care about the economy, our military, our veterans, there's no way you can't look at that and say, you know what, I better find a way to support this guy. And I'm going to do my part to talk to people who are the nitpickers and say, yeah, I understand that. But what about that? Can you put up with a little, I don't know, annoyance every now and then for the greater good? I sure hope so. Craig in Moorhead, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Morning, Scott.
Hello.
I'm listening to you, and in the background I have Nadler's dog and pony show going on cable news. And I have to say, 100,000 plus every month coming over here, of which every Democrat wants to give them health care and welfare and everything else. And this dog and pony show is going on. And when I talk to my friends that are left-leaning, half of them don't know what's going on. Half of them don't care. They're so stuck in their little world. They're all crooks anyway. I get that crap. And I tell you what, everybody go out and buy Mark Levin's book. It's out today on Freedom of the Press. The press is brainwashing everybody on the left, thinking that our president is a crook and he's got to go. He's the only one that's looking out for us. It's time to wake up.
Yeah, I don't disagree. The hearing that Craig is talking about is the House Judiciary Committee hearing at which they wanted White House counsel Don McGahn to appear so they could continue to relitigate what Robert Mueller's done over 2 years. And the White House attorney said, you can't call in a former White House counsel. That's called executive privilege. And so he's not coming in as a result of that. Executive privilege is something that's been around a long time, but I am not going to take this. I'm not going to take any of it because it's just the Jerry Nadler show and it's ridiculous. Steve, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Darn important. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but it actually will be hot at some point this calendar year. And when it gets really, really hot, how important to you is electricity? It's life or death. Some of those hot, hot North Dakota days. Same thing with the dead of winter, the polar vortex. That's when you need reliable, affordable energy. And that's what you get from clean, beautiful coal. This industry employs your neighbors. A lot of folks in this industry. It is. And it's an industry constantly under attack. Seeing one utility in Minnesota just this week saying, well, we're going to phase out of using coal-powered. And that's for, of course, political reasons, because of the attacks. But there's 15,000-plus good-paying jobs, a billion in personal income, $3 billion-plus in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers. Find out more about all this at SecureEnergyFuture.org. 21 past the hour. What's on your mind, Steve? You're next.
Hey, Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent today. How are you?
Not too bad. Couple of things. Did you read any of that opinion written by that judge in Washington on why they should be able to subpoena the president's financial records?
I did not. I saw the ruling, but I didn't dig into the actual lingo. Was he?
It was embarrassing. He's talking about, yes, it's highly likely that this will be released to the public, but that doesn't matter because they have a right to know. I mean, that was basically the gist of it. So you use allegations made by a known perjurer that was extorted based by a fake witch hunt investigation, and that's the premise that you're going to dig up the financial records of everything he's ever done in the last 20 years. I mean, that's just a joke. And then you flash back to the Obama administration. Remember what he made his living doing? It's called racketeering, otherwise known as community organizing, where you threaten to boycott or burn something down until they give you money or provide jobs to people with no skills or some combination thereof. That's what our previous president was engaged in his whole life. And, oh, by the way, that this sweetheart land deal next to his house that he was given a piece of real estate for $50,000 that was worth $500,000, and his wife's no-show job at a hospital, and can we go on? That was never investigated because it didn't matter, right?
And by the way, back to Trump and how he is being investigated. Clearly, the swamp does not want another business leader embarrassing them as president of the United States. Look at Donald Trump and look what he's accomplished as someone that just says, let's get a job done here and go. And, this is embarrassing to the swamp, Republican and Democrat alike. So you're seeing a lot of this to make sure the swamp sends a message to anybody else that might ever be considering running for president of the United States as a business leader. Look at Doug Burgum and the challenge he had in not taking his salary, trying to save the taxpayers' money, the grief he was given there. I mean, it's this makes no sense.
Do you want one ray of hope on polling?
Bring it on.
Did you see what happened? Mark Stein was talking about this. He filled in for Rush yesterday. The election results in Australia, where the Conservative Party had some major achievements in the most recent election, and all of the polling in Australia was saying just the opposite. But what makes that so significant is, do you know what the turnout is for voting in Australia? Any idea?
No. What percentage of their population turns out, you mean?
Yep.
I don't know.
100%.
It's
mandatory. You get fined if you don't vote.
Is that beautiful?
So the polling, there's no sampling. You don't have to guess on who's going to turn out. You just call people, and the sampling should be perfect because everybody votes. So the only, well, not the only, but one of the theories is that the mainstream media in the world right now has gotten everyone so afraid to talk about being conservative that polling simply doesn't work anymore. The people that support conservative values do not talk to the pollers, and if they do talk to the pollers, they lie at a significant rate. So this 11 points for Biden in Pennsylvania, who knows? But it hasn't held up in the last election. Hopefully it's not going to hold up in the upcoming one.
Yeah, my take on polling right now, not in Australia, because that obviously had a presidential election and it was another Trump-like, head scratcher for people compared to the polls. And I do think people don't trust pollsters and are going to say something different. I think Trump's victory was proof of that. But I think the actual polling right now, you know, in the Democratic field against Trump, it's ridiculous. It's just meaningless. I mean, it's a snapshot of where things are at now, but it means absolutely nothing. It's just way too early. But this is where I come back to where I started today. When you look at the list of accomplishments for Trump, any Republican, any conservative has to look at that and find a lot of things that they have wanted for a long time to be done. If you're truly a conservative, if you're truly a Republican, you got to look at that list and say, finally, we've got somebody doing it. What are you doing to stand up against this nonsense? Because this guy's under attack, and if you want him turned back and you want some lefty in there, giving out candy to everyone as there's Medicare for all, and I'm, my gosh, is watching these forums is embarrassing what's going on. You're going to get it unless you get in a fight. And that's my point. Get off this, Trump should do this, Trump should do that, whatever. Look, whatever he's doing, you ought to keep on doing it, and he's doing it under attack and getting a lot of things done. Let's go. Come on.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. 258-0550, the local telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text me, too, at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Todd's off for a couple of days. Ty, Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey, you know, I hear you, Brandon Raven, said about the unbelievable behavior of the political Democrats, and I believe the same thing, too, but one thing that helps me get through my days is I kind of look through it through a prism, and I say that the more they're huffing and puffing, the more outrageous their claims are, the more they're screaming, the more they're scared, the more that we're winning, the more that they're losing. So I just kind of flip it. I'm amazed at the gall they have at times, but I put a smile on my face to know that each day they're pushed back further back into a corner, and they fear what's coming down the pipe.
Good points. Good points, Ty. I don't think there's much to argue with there. I also see this deal right now with Jerry Nadler. He doesn't want any facts, right? He wants the fight. If he wanted Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, to actually testify today, he wouldn't subpoena him. He'd say, "Will you come?" And voluntarily, they'd have no issue whatsoever with executive privilege. So it's just a show. But unfortunately, you're going to hear so much about this today, and I don't know how many people are going to, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that they don't, what's Trump trying to hide? You know, a guy could have testified. Same thing with William Barr over there. No, he wanted to put, all kinds of different restrictions are that aren't there by anybody else. And he's issuing those subpoenas like they're candy. It's really ridiculous. It really is.
We got to
be wise to it. Thank you, Ty. Appreciate that. Brian and Aberdeen, when we come back, plus we're going to chat with the executive director of the Vocational Training Center. Talk about workforce issues today.
Hi, Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Every state in the nation will see pro-choice rallies today as abortion rights advocates will gather at various locations to speak out against the abortion bans and promote reproductive freedom. So far, over a dozen states have passed or tried to pass stricter abortion laws this year. This woman in New York City is going to one such rally.
We're here to raise the alarm and let women understand that this is a systematic attack on women's reproductive health care.
With those stricter laws sure to go before the Supreme Court eventually, backers are hoping that it will lead the court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Former White House counsel Don McGahn not going to a House Judiciary Committee hearing today after his lawyer sends a letter saying that McGahn will respect President Trump's request not to testify. The committee says he could be held in contempt of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Farm Credit Services of North Dakota Mandan office. I'm sorry, not the Mandan office, the Minot office tomorrow. But we'll be there with Farm Credit Services of Mandan 2, Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, which is Minot. So AgriBank Farm Credit Bank as well. They have a really interesting program. They've doled out about $4 million in grants to Bakken communities since 2012, and their new round of grants are about to go out. So we'll look forward to hearing about that tomorrow, live and on location. So these are neat projects that are in the community. I mean, affordable housing, emergency services, medical facilities and services, all of that. So look forward to it. Hey, Brian in Aberdeen's been waiting. Let's get you in here at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, thanks for giving me a minute. I just kind of want to challenge everybody. Talking about standing behind conservatism, certainly standing behind our president. And, you know, there's a clear biblical truth, and the fact of the matter is that the world systems are an enemy of God's. And my challenge, and we see that, you know, the caller here at one or two back was talking about the media and how basically a conspiracy, he didn't use that term, but the media are all kind of on the same page around the world. And I agree with that. And as conservatives, if we're going to, you know, be pulpit, found in strong conviction, this is what I believe, we better make sure the institutions we support aren't contradictory to that. I have a hard time with folks that, I'm just going to use an example, and I'm going to step on a ton of toes here, but, you know, they're for this is right, and this is right, and this is right, and I would agree with them 100%, and then they walk into a church, they put money in an offering plate, and you find out that denomination is completely opposed to everything they're talking about. And I'll tell you what, the Word of God is absolutely clear on all these major political issues. And generally speaking, the conservative side falls on the side of the Word of God. And when I'm talking major institutions, I'm talking about our educational institutions, certainly the churches that we go to, all that stuff. Even, perhaps even the Hollywood movies we watch and who we're supporting, or at least especially how much we're funding that. There's a system, and it's a big system, and it's not a surprise to God. It shouldn't be a surprise to the believer. But we better walk the walk and not just talk the talk. And that's – I want to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And it isn't going to happen when I'm – you know.
We all do. We all do, Brian. Thank you for that. Appreciate your passion on the issue, and more food for thought for folks to – mull around today as we continue on this topic. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. We have an award winner with us in studio today, and we're going to talk a little bit about some workforce issues. We are committed on this program to addressing head-on the workforce needs of the Northern Plains, very important part of our growth. And this story of our next guest and the organization and what they're doing is a great topic for that. Scott Burtsville is with us. He is the executive director of the Vocational Training Center, and they are a 2019 Chamber Choice Award winner, not-for-profit of the year from the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. So we love award winners. Little Hardware, congratulations to you, Scott.
Well, thank you very much. We're very, very excited about that, the award. We couldn't be more proud, and I think there was a collective 200 people screaming and hollering at the same time when that was announced. So
that's fantastic. What is the Vocational Training Center?
We provide day services for individuals with developmental disabilities and other barriers to independence. So we have approximately 140 people that we serve daily. We have about 95 staff, including some of our contract staff for our federal building. So we provide those daily living skills and employment readiness and job creation and job exploration and everything from that daily living and personal cares to getting that job and moving on.
So you say day services, the training part is during the day.
Correct, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So they're and what kind of training? Tell me a little bit about what they do when they're there.
Well, we do volunteer pieces. The job exploration to see what kind of jobs are in the community that they would like. Even the tasking of a job, the soft skills, what it takes to, how you present yourself to an employer, what this particular job is going to take as far as from beginning to finish of your workday. Those activities are involved, those steps throughout. Whatever the person needs is what we're going to tailor our services to.
And as far as disabilities, what kind of disabilities would these folks have? And, there's a barrier to employment without the kind of training you're doing, I assume, right?
Yeah. With the folks that we have, some will never... They don't want to be in that job that job area. They want to be doing some of the community involvement pieces. They want to do the socialization, the integration. We have some that have some pretty severe disabilities, and we run the gamut of I think we have over 90 different disabilities within our organization at one time from the people that have multiple disabilities that instead of just one.
And what kind of a process? So tell me a little bit of how somebody finds you, right? And then at what point then they begin training, and then, how long before they say, hey, I might want to do this or I might want to do that?
It's people that are in the system of the Department of Human Services, DD Division, Developmental Disabilities Division. We get the statewide referrals, and we go through the referral list to see who would be appropriate for our type of programming. Sometimes there's people that just want residential. We don't do residential services. Some are too young. We do from 21 and over, and we do transition students with the high schools as well. But they get in the system with the Department of Human Services. That goes out through the process, and we start from there. We offer up a tour and a meeting. We encourage other tours as well. So everybody that comes to one of our locations is somebody that has chosen to be there, and they've toured other places and they found us to be that place where they want to be.
Where is the sweet spot as far as the skills? In other words, from when they come in to when they leave, the most of your clients come out with what kind of training? What do they do?
Well, some people will never leave.
So this is something for them to do. It's to keep them productive and everything else, but they're not going to actually go to the workplace.
Some do, yeah. Okay. We do release some. We have that spectrum from people that have some pretty profound disabilities to those that can be much more independent and live with minimum supports. Again, we have some folks that are in the wheelchairs that need the personal cares. They need help with that every moment of daily living, to those that are pretty independent and can live for the most part on their own with minimum supports.
And what kind of training? Like, what physically are they doing?
Well, it depends on the person. We have a wood shop, so we have people that will be working in the wood shop, cutting stakes and lath. We do outdoor furniture, cedar furniture, so we have people that will be working on that. We have some shredding, cutting cards, whatever the community needs, the community business members will contact us to see what kind of services we have, what we can provide, and how we can assist them. And then we try to tailor some of those activities. Shields will cut some of their cards. We do some mailers. It all depends on what's out there at the time that we can have people working on. But then we sit down, birdseed, sun butter. We'll sit down and we'll run through the tasks, every step with the individuals. And we break it down into a multifaceted approach that this person might not be able to work on the bagging part, but they can work on the measuring part. So then we start tailoring every step to the individuals that we have.
So they're doing the training for the job they actually would get.
Yes.
And
hopefully get.
And, yeah, and come out, you know, hey, we've trained them specific to your need.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's neat.
Or even in a generic sense with, you know, the weights and measurements and the collating of materials, the document shredding, you know, things like that that are even more generic and general in nature.
You know, two things strike me about this. One, we have enormous workforce needs, right? And we really need to have as many people employed as possible just to meet the needs of employers. Second of all, you know, what a gift for these individuals who might have a barrier to employment through a disability, but get the training and get the confidence and then ultimately get a job that is, I mean, there's nothing better than a job to say, I'm doing something. I'm part of something, right?
There is definitely, and we all have it, that sense of pride, that sense of value. Jobs mean something, and it means something to everybody. We put money back into the community. When we're paying people for the work they're doing, they're going out shopping, and they're purchasing groceries and clothes and TVs. So it all comes back, and it's all circular. But the gift is really ours. The folks that we work with day in and day out are just, they're simply amazing. The obstacles that they overcome to reach a level of success that they can reach is astounding. And so the gift is mine. It's the people that work there. That really is a daily gift.
And I imagine a gift for the families too.
Yeah.
To know that they, you know, they're getting the training, they're well cared for, and
yeah, it is a nice sense of security in some sorts. It's that sense of, I know that we're working towards this. I know what that end goal is. My child, or they may never reach that point, but at least they're working towards it. They're trying. They're getting the training. Some people will go in that job setting and come back to us in a week. Some people 3 months. Some people never.
That's just so darn neat. Well, how do you connect with employers and prospective employers for these folks?
We kind of getting out and beating the street a little bit. You know, we're a nonprofit, so we don't have a very good marketing and fundraising part, component of what we do. So it's all wherever we're at with the employees that work with us are, hey, I think I might know a place, and we'll go make that contact. There's a lot of people that have been with us for a long time with the business world that keep coming back to us. So we're obviously doing something correct there, and we're doing something that they appreciate. So we live a lot off of what we've done in the past.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about the Vocational Training Center and the work you do?
Like I said, it's an amazing place, amazing people. I know they're watching and listening, so a huge shout out. I love all you guys. You're terrific. Keep doing what you're doing, and we encourage people to meet with us and come out and talk with us and see what we can do.
This is quite the story, and I have to tell you, until the award, I didn't know it existed. I knew it was in the old Quality Bakery building, one of your locations.
That's our newest location. Yeah, we worked with the state about 4 years ago, and we combined a program, and so we doubled in size, doubled in the number of people we serve, the staff we have. Grew our building very, very quickly in rapid form. And so we did the Quality Bakery building a few years ago.
Fantastic. Exceptional Vocational Services.
Exceptional is correct.
Exceptional is the word, right? Support, employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities, and helping to meet the subcontracting and employment needs of the businesses throughout the U.S. too. So think about them. You can find them online at Fargo. VTC for Vocational Training Center.org. Fascinating. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Scott Birchfield, the Executive Director.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons has been doing what they do since 1908. Think about that. 1908, over 100 years. Little plumber getting her done. And now there are a lot of building owners, 600 plus throughout the Northern Plains, where H.A. Thompson and Sons is in charge of the mechanical heating and cooling systems, and you have bottom line certainty. You know exactly what that line item is going to be. They do the maintenance. They do the repair. They do the replacement. All of that works great. For a lot of folks with a ever increasing, you know, bunch of expenses, kind of wanted to bring some certainty, that is the way to do it. HATandSons.com. Check it out. Find out more right there. A few emails, texts that have come in so far this morning. Let's share those with you. All right. How to resolve the present White House-Democrat dispute? How about a scripted wrestling match between Trump and Nadler with Vince McMahon as referee? I hope, hope the script has Trump pile-driving Nadler on a concrete floor. Oh, my goodness. Scotty's a president like no other. We should, as a nation, embrace this hard-charging guy. Mm-hmm. Agree. Texter says, Trump is a crass blowhard, a rather inept and awkward public speaker, and a bit skeevy in his personal life. I don't know what that means, skeevy. S-K-E-E-V-Y. None of that matters if he is getting the job done. And in that regard, I've been pleasantly surprised. Okay, this texter is getting to what I'm getting at. I don't, you know, you can think he's a blowhard. You can think he's an awkward public speaker. I mean, you can be concerned about things in the past in his personal life. How's he doing as president? How's he doing as someone that checks the box of things he said he would do? Does that matter to anyone anymore? Texter says, only in America, for the highest office in the world, can you get the most votes and still lose an election. Polls mean nothing. Well, there is a little thing called the Constitution, and we tend to revere that. And they were some pretty smart fellas in their day. You think about the fact that they wrote that up. All those years ago, 1771, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the years they're putting that together, and to have it be as relevant as it is today. And the Electoral College is how we elect a president. Now, if that wasn't, if it was by the most votes, campaigns would be completely different. They would. And I actually could make an argument that you can find enough North and South Dakotas, Western Minnesotas, most of Montana, you know, a good chunk of the hard left. You could see right now, I mean, for instance, California's a big state. There's conservatives there. Probably in total, as many conservatives, Republicans, well, there's got to be, as all of North Dakota, right? I mean, I haven't seen the number. What the, you translate the percentage votes average over the last presidential elections into any kind of percentage. But whatever. The point is, they're because of the Electoral College, they are rendered pointless. The vote doesn't count in California. Vote doesn't count if you're a conservative in New York. So I can make an argument to say, hey, I'll find enough conservatives where the total votes will outdo these big cities. I can make that argument. But the point is, that isn't how it's done right now. The way it's done right now is by Electoral College, and it is as designed. So to say, you know, only in America, highest votes in the world, you get the most votes, the polls mean nothing. No, the Constitution means something. But if it was vastly different, if it was no Electoral College or we did it state by state and every vote counted, guess what? You would campaign different. Donald Trump would not have hoodwinked Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin and Michigan, where she didn't see fit to go, he'd have been out firing up conservatives, trying to take it from 30% of the state to 40%. Same with New York. You just would campaign different. So it's just a pointless whine is what it is. My wife and I just became aware that we have a Renaissance Festival here in North Dakota. It starts July 13th and runs until September 1st. on the weekends only, rain or shine. It's at Regent. They need vendors and visitors. ndrenfest.com. ndren, Renaissance, fest.com. Little PSA. Can you smell what the Trump's got cooking? Says another texter.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Snap into the Trumpster.
Right on. All right, so there's some of your texts. Got to get to those, too, don't we? Of course we do. Right here on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you haven't yet today, check out SecureEnergyFuture.org. The folks that are standing up for affordable, reliable energy for you, and they need your voice. SecureEnergyFuture.org. More coming up.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.